We're talking about DMV wait times here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In recent years, wait times have been worsening depending on where you are in the state. The DMV fields thousands of calls each month, and more than a million people go to its service centers each year. Transportation officials have been working to improve their processes, and they have new numbers to report. What policies do you think would help your local DMV be more efficient? What's your experience been like at the DMV? We're at 800-642-1234. Christina Boardman oversees the Division of Motor Vehicles at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Christina, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So the DMV tracks customer wait times for service centers, for phone calls as well, and now for email. So let's first start with the service centers. The goal has been helping 80% of customers within 20 minutes. And the DMV has fallen short of this goal in each quarter last year. How has the agency been doing so far this year?
Well, in the first quarter of 2019, I'm proud to say that 81.7% of our customers were served in 20 minutes or less. So starting off the year in the right direction.
So what's going on there? What does that entail?
Well, admittedly, the first quarter, we probably have reduced traffic just due to weather. But we have a lot of data that we're working with, predictive analytics, trying to determine how many customers are going to be visiting each specific service center, in fact, what hour during the day. And we look at all that in advance and making sure that we're moving staff around the state so that we can appropriately respond.
So the DMV hasn't hired more people, or it's basically looking at these analytics to be able to gauge traffic, gauge demand.
Absolutely. Our first priority is to get our customers to go online and take advantage of many of those services. In general, customers only really need to come to a service center once every 8 years if they have a driver's license to renew it, because all of our vehicle transactions can be done online. But we know that some people need to come in, and we want to make sure that we're looking at that data so that we can appropriately respond and get people through that process very efficiently.
So how exactly do you keep track of customer wait times? How does that work?
About 85% of our customers are coming to our 30 full-service offices, and we provide queuing tickets. So when you come into the office, you'll check in at the information desk. You'll let us know what service you're there for, and we will give you a queuing ticket so that you can sit down and have a relaxed wait. And once we give you that ticket, we are tracking how long you are sitting there until we call you to the counter. And we want to make sure we keep track of the experience walking in the door to walk out. But most importantly, that waiting experience, sitting in our lobbies until we are servicing you.
So let's move on to phone calls. The DMV's goal is answering 80% of calls within 3 minutes. How is it doing there?
In 2019, right now, we're a little below the goal. We're at 70% for that first quarter of 2019. We get about 1.1 million calls a year. So we have a little bit of work to do there. We have made some changes with our phone center. As of last July, we have combined so that we have our communication center is handling both vehicles and driver's calls right out of the gate rather than queuing them separately. And we're also putting increased emphasis on email, because we know that people want answers in a timely manner on email. And if we're not responding to you, you're going to call us, and we don't want duplicative contacts. So we're keeping an eye on all of those things.
We're discussing DMV wait times with Christina Boardman. She oversees the Division of Motor Vehicles at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. What questions do you have about DMV services? What's your experience been like? You can join in 800-642-1234. Let's look specifically at email. The DMV started tracking its response to email, and your agency has consistently been meeting the goals of answering them. Why did you start tracking responsiveness to email?
Well, we think to appropriately manage something, we need to measure it, and we need to do it to the public. So email has become increasingly more popular with our customers, and we are about 87% of those emails are answered in 24 hours or less. Many are answered, you know, the same day, and we are very cognizant of the fact that people want those answers timely, and if they're not getting them, they're going to either come into our service center or call. So we want to make sure that we're getting back to people right away.
So what is the breakdown there? How many people rely on service centers or phones to get help rather than use the internet?
In person per year, we see about 2 million customers. It can be about 165,000 a month. On the telephone, we are talking to about 1.1 million. So half as many people are calling. Email, we're answering about 20,000 emails a month. I don't have the numbers specifically for internet. We do know that a lot of people are taking advantage of those services, and it continues to grow. I think people just need to go to wisconsindmv.gov first and just check to see if the service that they're requiring is available online, because if we have the statutory authority to do it, we're going to make that available online so that it can be most convenient for customers.
Or perhaps the question that they have, the answer might be available online as well.
Absolutely. We have a very robust website, includes a lot of details, links to specific information. And so we understand people need to call or they need to come in, but yes, we very much hope that their first stop is always wisconsindmv.gov. An important thing that we've added online recently is that people can go if they're needing to renew their driver's license or an ID card. We have what's called a driver's license guide, and you can input your information. It can check some eligibility behind the scenes. It can print a checklist for you. You can even complete your application in advance and submit it electronically so you're not waiting for us to type it in. And you can make an appointment. So we offer a variety of appointments at these 30 full-time offices, and people can choose a time that's convenient for them. And when they get into the office, they're not even needing to do that wait. We can get them right to the counter.
Well, speaking of licenses and voter registration IDs, in March, the governor ordered the Department of Transportation to put together a plan that would expand DMV service center hours with the goal of increasing access to voter registration and IDs. Can you give us an update on what's going on there?
Sure. Our report is due by the end of this calendar year, so that we have a number of items that we're looking at. We are looking at our in-person customer traffic on those weeks adjacent to elections in the past to determine where we may need to adjust or increase service center rates. So we're looking at all that data. We're going to put together a proposed report, and we'll make sure that that's in well before the deadline.
Do you think that you could handle expanded hours right now at this point?
We do not have additional staff at this point, so expanded hours are a tricky topic, but we will definitely look for, you know, what is available to us, whether it's using overtime, et cetera, where those hours may most be needed. We don't want to increase hours just to increase them, but we are looking at the data to figure out where it most be needed, where customers have demonstrated that there's increased demand, and then we can respond accordingly.
So after becoming governor, Tony Evers pledged to make improving DMV wait times a priority. Really quickly here, do you think you're meeting his expectations?
I think we're starting off 2019 definitely in the right direction. We're doing a lot of things to keep an eye on the service center rates. We have a lot of data at our disposal, and we're making sure that we are using all of that data for all forms of communication to get out to our service centers. We follow up on things in a timely manner. We're looking at the data not just, you know, on the monthly basis, but on the daily basis, and we're adjusting as needed throughout the day to make sure that we can get customers in and out of our service centers.
Christina, thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Christina Boardman oversees the Division of Motor Vehicles at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Coming up, bring on the berries. We'll get into the garden and talk with a fruit crop extension specialist about how to make the right growing conditions for our berry crops. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network.